Welcome to the Two Guys Build a Biz podcast. This is your host, David Schlace.
And this is Derek DeMike.
Here, along with the hashtag Build It community, we've built a movement of doers who are leveraging social media to start and scale agencies to help their clients, or who are leveraging social media to grow their own businesses and communities.
We show up here every single week to help you and support you along your way, no matter how much you know about social media marketing. Let's dig into this content. And if you're curious about starting and scaling your own agency, or even if you're just looking how to learn how to use social media like a boss, we've written the blueprint on how to do just that at thesmmablueprint.com. That's thesmmablueprint.com. Check it out.
Social media marketing for gyms. What's the most effective way to deliver results on a budget?
In this podcast, we're going to give you our go-to fitness marketing formula. For the best social media marketing advice, subscribe to the podcast where we'll post a new episode every week.
If you're stuck on how to create a social media marketing campaign for your gym or your client's gym, by the end of this podcast, you'll have everything you need to get insane results on a limited budget.
We've proven this system on our own clients and achieved 110% membership growth, and have even forced gym owners to expand their facilities with these strategies.
So with any campaign, you first start with the goal in mind. Typically, gyms and fitness studios need more customers or new membership signups. This is what keeps the light on, and if you're an agency, the only thing that will keep your client paying you every single month. The next thing we need to cover is your offer. Why would someone want to come into your gym? What's your offer? Just because you exist isn't good enough for people to take action and sign up. Think about it. You're scrolling along, minding your own business, and an ad comes your way. What's going to make you take action? The better the offer, the more likely people will convert. You can advertise different calls to actions I'm sure you've seen before, like claim a free week trial, sign up for our 30-day boot camp, get 3 free training lessons. You can even sweeten the deal with products or specific classes. It's entirely up to you and what you or your clients are willing to spend to get someone in the door. The health and wellness industry is extremely competitive, so your job as a marketer is to help your client have a compelling reason, like the offers above, to visit their gym. A wellness challenge or a free water bottle and t-shirt can go a long way as well, and it can also increase the retention of members because they feel like they're buying into the gym's culture. One big challenge that we see owners face is the prospects visiting the gym once they sign up for the free trial or the offer online. Strong follow-up, both in the form of an email sequence as well as texting or phone calls, is going to be very important. Make sure that you or your client understands this piece. Ads can't do it all. Bonus tip, avoid before and after style photos or claims because Facebook will not approve these types of ads and could shut down your ad account. Be sure to look into the rules of social media advertising for each platform so that you're aware of the types of ads that they do not allow.
Make sure to leave us a rating if you find this podcast valuable. So now that we've identified our goals and the offer, let's dive into the ad strategy. First thing we're going to want to know here is our ideal customer avatar. Just marketing to people interested in fitness isn't going to cut it. We need specifics. Are you a powerlifting gym, CrossFit, yoga, spin studio, Pilates? You're going to have vastly different people based on the style of your gym. Really hone in on that before moving forward. Next, let's pick a platform. Most likely, based on your avatar above, you'll be marketing on Facebook or Instagram, but preferably both. One of the best ways to target is through proven data and lookalike audiences. If you or your client has an email database of anyone who has already signed up, this is going to be an extremely valuable asset for our targeting. Don't worry if you don't have this, because if you're a brand new facility, we'll go over other ways to target in the next section. So the first step is to export your email list and make sure it's a .csv file, because this is the format that Facebook and Instagram is going to want to take in to analyze your data. Then in Ads Manager, you'll want to select Audiences from the upper left-hand corner dropdown. Once you're in the audience section, click Create Audience and then select Custom Audience. To create a custom audience, you can choose from a variety of options, but for email data, we want to select Customer File. This is where you choose your email list, the .csv file, and upload it into Facebook. Facebook will now analyze this and match them to compatible Facebook profiles. Whatever email you put into the system, Facebook will scan all of the profiles online and try and match those two to existing profiles. Once you're uploaded and the custom audience has the green light, you can now create a lookalike audience. It's pretty simple. Just again, click Create Audience, and this time select Lookalike Audience. Here you can choose your lookalike source, which is the custom audience we just created from that email list. Then you're going to want to select your audience location and the audience size. We recommend setting this slide bar to the lowest percentage possible just to ensure the highest quality results. Facebook will now analyze every matched profile from your custom audience and find other people that look like your existing clients. For optimal results with this process, we recommend using a data set with at least 1,000 emails to give Facebook enough data for a very strong lookalike audience. Like I mentioned, if you don't have this option because the gym is brand new, interest-based targeting is still a great option, which you'll want to tailor to your customer avatar. A bonus targeting tip here, you can always try carpet bombing, which is basically keeping your targeting open to just geographical location, like 3 to 5 miles around your gym. Hit everyone in that audience with a video ad. Anyone that watches that video can also be pixeled, similar to being cookied on a website, and then turned into a custom and lookalike audience. After people watch your video, you can set the custom audience to only people that watched at least 50% of your video or more. This can give you a targeted and qualified audience to market to, even if you don't have audience assets like a solid email database. Moving on from targeting, you should now be thinking about your content. We recommend leveraging video on these social platforms. It's just a great way to give the audience an inside look of your facility so that they can feel the energy, even listen to current member testimonials. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll actually see some video examples because we'll be releasing this similar tutorial in video format as well. So check out Two Guys Build a Biz at youtube.com.
So now that you're generating traffic and awareness, we want to be sure and capture and convert. Otherwise, this is a wasted opportunity. Here's some ways you can move the prospect forward and bring them into your world. One way is a lead cap form built on a platform such as ClickFunnels or Lead Pages. Another option is the native Facebook lead capture form that you can build when you create your ads. The last would be a lead magnet with a follow-up email sequence objective, so they continue to be remarketed to after you capture their information. All of our winning funnels are in the SMMA Blueprint course, and it's included when you purchase that. But since you made it this far into the podcast, we're actually going to give you a bonus. So in the description, you can actually grab our gym funnel template for free, along with the free trial to ClickFunnels for 14 days. And it's with a click of a mouse, you'll just click on that link and it'll automatically install it in your ClickFunnels account so you can use our winning formula for yourself.
If you're using a funnel to capture the traffic, you'll need an aggressive follow-up strategy to make sure the prospect actually shows up. Depending on your lead volume, you may want to consider automation tools like Zapier or SMS services to follow up with the leads. If it's a small enough pool, just pick up the phone and dial for dollars. Follow up with the leads via phone, email, text, with the goal of getting them into the facility. You can also help your clients set this up, but coaching might be needed to make sure that their sales strategy is solid and they're following up with all the leads that you've worked so hard to deliver to them.
Now you know exactly how to start, execute, and operate a winning social media campaign for gyms or fitness studios. If you want a more in-depth training, we've written the blueprint on how to build, optimize, and scale a social media marketing agency from A to Z. And for those of you that own gyms, it also teaches you in-depth strategies for things like Facebook ads. And we really only scratched the surface on that in this video. We have many more in-depth training tutorials like this to make you a master at the craft. So check out the smmablueprint.com. The link's in the description. And again, that's the smmablueprint.com.
If you like this podcast and you found this valuable, please give us a rating and share it with your friends.
Don't forget to grab the gym funnel link in the description and use that for yourself. And again, please be sure to share this with your community and subscribe for future episodes.
Keep grinding, #buildit community.
Keep growing, and we'll see you in the next one.